All right, how we doing? How is everybody today? Huh? All right. Well. I've had a busy morning already. It's crazy. Cause a goddamn dryer shit bird. Not really. It didn't like I guess technically it'll still work. But the fucking lint trap thing is all, like, destroyed and shit. So at some point, you know, we'll just start a fire. And then the fucking one, so it got a whole new set. I went, picked it out. Fucking paid for it the other day. Won't be in for, like, another week and a half. Pissed. So, yeah. So I got to, like, wash clothes here. And then go to my mother's house and fucking use their dryer. I could go to the laundromat that is technically closer, but that's going to cost money. And I got to sit there with all the other people at the laundromat. I was like, fuck that. I just go to my mom's house, smoke weed on the patio while my clothes dry. So that's what I've been doing. All right. Welcome to this thrilling week's episode of Stoned and Alone for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Robbie, in case you didn't know. That's me. Doop, boop, 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 boop. So yeah, pretty quiet on the comedy front, not much going on, open mics, working on new stuff, no shows, and, August 12th is a roast show, so what is that, I guess that's next Friday, roast show, and, the fucking coffee place in Concord, let me look it up, hold on the off chance Danny P's listening, he's gonna be all mad, cause he's the ones putting it together and shit. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off, phone. Do what I want you to do, you son of a bitch. All right, so it's at Brothers Cortado. 3 through 5, Bicentennial Square, Oddfellows Ave, Concord Ave. Or, I'm sorry, Concord, New Hampshire. Oddfellows Ave, Concord, New Hampshire. Duck Roast Comedy Battle. Anyway. That'll be fun. August 12th. Bam, bam, bam. First round is me against Tristan Hoffler. Let's see how that goes. That's the first one I'm going up against. Which is fucked up. Like, I was talking every time Tristan and I talk. We're like, yeah, I don't really want to make fun of you. I don't want to make fun of you. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. But we're going to make fun of each other. It's going to be a good time. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll see if I do worse to him than he does to me. See if I move on to the second round. And I don't know who I'm facing then. So I have to, you know, make jokes about everybody at some point. Anyway. What? Yeah, all right. So, yeah, that's it for comedy for now. Bippity boppity. What was I? So, last Wednesday. Yeah. Fucking last Wednesday. I think I mentioned I was going to get some headphones and some earplugs. And I did that. I went down to Manchester Music Mill where my friend Marion works. And so. Oh, yeah, so then the headphones are over in, like, the back building, right? Not on the one that's on, what is that, Elm Street or whatever? So, anyway, you go up the stairs into the back building and over where the headphones are, you know, and I got a nice new little pair. They do what they got to do. Anyway, they're a lot better than the ones I had before. Anyway, But over in the corner where the headphones are, set up on a fucking keyboard stand, was a fucking realistic concert mate, MG1. Yeah. From the early 80s. Concert mate. Made by Root. Well, it was put out by Realistic, but like produced and manufactured by Moog. Moog sent the Moog music. Yeah. So I looked at it. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I went and put like a hold on it. I was like, I live a half hour away, but I'll be back tomorrow with money to buy this. Do I have to give you any money to hold it? Whatever. So then, yeah, I went back the next day. Fucking bought that and a stand. And I've just been having so much fun. Ah, oh, it's so much fun. I don't know. I'm turning into like a... I'm going onto like Instagram and just searching like vintage synth posts and shit. Just looking at all the different... I love the fucking sounds. Ah, oh, it's an auditory wonderland. Okay? So much fucking fun. I made an intro. Made a little intro for the High Riff Maneuvers pod. Episode 3, season 2 came out today. The intro is not in that episode. I don't know. I gotta talk to Marion and see when we're gonna start putting that in. Anyway, what else is going on? What did I do? What was my weekend like? Yeah. I worked during the day. And then did fuck all. Yeah, this is a week episode. I'm trying to think, man. What the fuck have I done in the last 7 days? Besides purchase a synthesizer and then play on. That's really fucking, that's what I've been doing. I've just been dicking around and then dealing with laundry shit. The washer and the dryer. Oh yeah, I had to get a fridge. Oh, I spent so much fucking money. Fuck it, I'm not even going to say the name of the store. We did have some gift cards, but still, after the gift cards, so much money. And then I gotta wait fucking 2 weeks for them to bring, because they won't bring me the things that they have. They'll wait until all of them are here. And then they bring all of them at the same time. Like, I guess I kind of get that. Can you just give me the fucking floor model? Just give me the one I'm looking at right here. Just give me that one. You bastard. All right. You know what? We're going to take a pause. I need water. All right. I'm back. Did you miss me? Did you know I was gone? Oh. Speaking of exhale, I scrolling through, I don't know why it popped up. You know, when you're on Facebook and you're just fucking thumbing through, killing a few minutes, and just random, be like, suggested for you, right? So I don't even know what the website or, what do you call it there, fucking Facebook page was or whatever, but it was, you know, tips on how to survive being buried alive. I don't know if anybody, you know, any of my 3 or 4 listeners also saw said post, but yeah, so it was like, yeah, your average coffin has enough oxygen for like an hour, maybe two, so you want to inhale deeply and then exhale very slowly. and try to stay calm. And then it actually did have a bunch of, I don't know if it's like legit helpful. Like, I don't know how true it is. Maybe like back in the day, it was, you know, when they had like just the flimsy fucking wooden box. You could break through that if, you know, maybe. Anyway, yeah, if that's a fear of yours, just ask to be cremated. And then, I don't know, you won't wake up in a coffin. Yeah. I wonder if you'd wake up in the oven, right? Like, I mean, before you get cremated, you got to know that the person's dead, right? Come on. Although, you know, before you get buried, you'd think that too. I guess not. All right. Let's see. Since I don't have much else, let's go to... I went to the BBC News again. Got to fix my phone there. All right, BBC News. And then I was like, let's check out the science. Let's go to the science department of the BBC News. And right up top, it's very discouraging. Right up top, forever chemicals over safe levels in rainwater. What is it? What? From Antarctica to Tibet, long-lasting chemicals in rainwater well above U.S. safety guidelines. That's upsetting. Right? That doesn't make me happy. I thought the science, you know, I thought the science one would be like pretty, I don't know. That would be better. I thought it would be less doom and gloom, you know? Like, hey, we found these new star clusters. Oh, hey, meteor shower tonight. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Then you scroll down a little more. We got more research needed on climate extinction threat. What? How many things need to die? Because it's too fucking hot to live. How much study needs to be done? Catastrophic climate change outcomes, including human extinction, are not being taken seriously enough by scientists, a new study says. Oh, I see. So they want more studies done. I see. Okay. It's the driest July in England since 1935. That's... Wow. I thought England was known for their rain, right? England and the Pacific Northwest, which I think is also like this is their dry, quote, dry season, where it's just really sunny for days. At least that's what it was like when I lived out there. Be like July and August was like really sunny and nice. And then the rest of the year was kind of gray and rainy. Okay, here we go. Scientists to probe origins of millions of stars. Let's check this shit out. New device will investigate Milky Way's origins. What? Okay. Yeah, this is where we start to find fucking other species and shit. Wouldn't that be wild, right? So, like, the further, like, you look back, when you see those lights, you're looking back in time, right? So, like, what, isn't it totally possible that, like, we could take a picture of a civilization that doesn't even exist anymore, right? Isn't that a thing? And couldn't other aliens be doing that to us right now, right? Like, by the time... The light, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. I wonder if somewhere, like, they're getting images of Earth, but it's like, you know, medieval times. Isn't it? Yeah. Like, they're that far away. We're like, right now. Or even better, right? There's aliens out there, and they're fucking, they get a picture of Earth, and there's just giant fucking dinosaurs are still roaming around. And they're like, whoa, fuck that. We're not going there for a while. We got to let that shit chill out. Oh, that'd be cool. All right, let's see. Scientists have supercharged one of Earth's most powerful telescopes with new technology that will reveal how our galaxy formed in unprecedented detail. What? The William Herschel Telescope in La Palma, Spain, will be able to survey 1,000 stars per hour until it has cataloged a total of 5 million. What? Come on. Are you serious? But, like, we still have nothing but grainy footage of fucking Bigfoot? Come on. Unless, you know, I think it was Mitch Hedberg. Maybe that's just what Bigfoot looks like. He's just blurry. All right, but besides Bigfoot, fucking, you know, whenever you see those security cameras, right? You know, if you see this person, contact authorities. What person? That's a blotchy fucking image. Yet somehow we're going to be able to take... we're going to survey 1,000 stars per hour in detail. We're going to get 5 million fucking pictures. Probably more than 5 million pictures. It's going to be 5 million stars. And you're surveying the stars, so you got to take at least a few pictures of each, right? I would think. Or else it's an inadequate survey. In my opinion. And this is coming from a stoner who has no scientific or astronomy background at all. A super fast mapping device linked up to the William Herschel telescope. They just abbreviate as WHT. But William Herschel telescope will analyze the makeup of each star and the speed at which it travels. It will show how our Milky Way galaxy was built up over billions of years. Professor Gavin Dalton of Oxford University has spent more than a decade developing the instrument known as WEAVE. He has told me that he was beyond excited, quote unquote, that it is ready to go. It's a fantastic achievement from a lot of people to make this happen, and it's great to have it working, he said. The next step is the new adventure. It's brilliant. The new adventure, isn't that death? I thought that was death. No, that's the unknown adventure. My bad. All right, so that's interesting. Shooting laser beams at trees to save forests? This I have to read. What the fuck? The space tech helping to tackle deforestation. Dude, are these the fucking the Jewish space lasers that what's her nuts was talking about a couple years ago? Fucking, is that Bobbert or I don't know her fucking name. She's in the House of Representatives and she's insane. And she was blaming Jewish space lasers for starting forest fires. Yeah. So anyway, all right. Conservationist. Why was that so fucking difficult? Hi, guys. I went to public school. Leonidas, I'm not going to attempt your last name, says you can't manage what you don't know. Okay. He adds, in order to improve the situation of forests, we need to use new technology. Oh, Jesus, really? Mr. Ziggy Bapa is the chief warden of 5 protected forestry areas in the small Central African country of Burundi. For the past 2 decades, he and his team have been working with local communities to protect and manage forests. His face lights up when he describes the fresh smell and beauty of the areas. It's pure nature, he says. Well, it's a fucking forest, dude. Yeah. That is nature. You're right. All these fucking people. I love the quotes. Love the quotes. I'm sure, like, he probably had to have said, like, more important shit. But, you know, the author of this article chose to quote him as saying, it's pure nature. So good job, writer. Good job. In carrying out his work, and also, all right, Mr. N, that's what we're calling him. Mr. N has to consider a range of factors from monitoring the impact of human actions and economies to tracking biodiversity and the impact of climate change, plus staff numbers and budgets. He's a busy guy. Wears a lot of hats. Oh, and he looks like a guy who wears a lot of hats. He's real bald. Real bald. All right. Now he uses the latest version of a free piece of software, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's not really using lasers. All right, whatever. 10 million hectares, 25 million acres. Forests are lost every year. That's ridiculous. That's a lot. All right, so they're probably using lasers just to track. You know what? The article got real boring real fast. Okay? Like I said, I went to public school. I don't have the attention span for this shit. All right? I don't. And then you scroll down more. It's just more doom and gloom. Is the UK heading for a drought? The art of cutting carbon. How new technologies can help. How to talk to a climate change denier. Ooh, this actually might be fascinating. Although BBC, you kind of... Although, no, not really. You can't... Yeah, right? Like, it's happening. If you say it's not, then you're just choosing to be ignorant, right? What can you do when the people closest to you believe climate change is a hoax? It was during school pickup a few years ago that Lance Lawson first asked his father about his views on global warming. He basically told me something along the lines of, it's nonsense, Lance recalls. His dad spoke of unscrupulous politicians fear-mongering for electoral gain. Climate change, he told Lance, was completely overblown. Lance, now 21, lives with his father, Brian Anderson, in the U.S. state of Florida. He was just a teenager when that conversation happened, but it made a huge impression on him. My father is a very smart man, he says, but he chooses to live in Florida. How smart can you be? It's so fucking humid down there. God damn. So I assume that if my father is telling me this, then it must be true. Right, because, you know, dads are always smart. But as time went on, Lance started realizing his father's views weren't backed by scientific evidence. They rarely are in Florida. Rarely. And he decided to challenge him. Floridians do not like that. Whenever he drove me to school, I would give my own argument, and he would downplay the evidence. It would force me to acquire new evidence, and that cycle helped expand my own understanding. Okay. Vessels for communication. Come on. No, you just say, look, you're a fucking idiot. It's getting warmer. It's the driest July England has seen in almost 100 years. No, don't do that. That does nobody any good. What? Russia to pull out of International Space Station. Why? I wish I would have pulled out of my wife. All right, that's enough. That was uncalled for. Russia says it will withdraw from the International Space Station after 2024 and build its own station instead. Fuck you, Russia. Really? All right. Dude, ah, wow. All right, so they've been doing this since 1998. But relations have soured since Russia invaded Ukraine. Yeah. Yeah. When you just openly invade a fucking nation, it tends to sour relationships. I don't know. Yeah, like if I had a buddy who like raped someone, I don't think I would be friends with them. You know? They just invaded somebody else. I'd be like, yeah, you're not a good person. I don't want to be friends with you no more. And they'd be like, fine, you can't borrow my car no more. I'll be like, that's cool. I got my own car. I don't know. Anyway, UK Mars rover will have to aim for the moon. I don't care. Ooh, James Webb telescope pushes further back in time. Oh, no, it says deeper. Deeper back in time. Scottish astronomers have spied what they believe to be the most distant galaxy ever observed. Using the new Super Space Telescope, James Webb, the red smudge is 35 billion light years away. We see it as it was just 235 million years after the Big Bang. What? Interesting. It's preliminary or candidate result and will need a follow-up study for confirmation. But for the moment, the University of Edinburgh team is celebrating and marveling at James Webb's power. We're using the telescope that was designed to do precisely this kind of thing, and it's amazing. Again, with the fucking quotes. Can we get a better quote? Right? Yeah, we're using this instrument exactly how it was intended to be used, and it's doing exactly what we thought it would. What? Fucking, oh, BBC, get better quotes. I'm sure there was people saying better shit than that. Fuck my ass. James Webb is the $10 billion successor to the Hubble Space Telescope and is hunting the first stars and galaxies to form in the 13.8 billion-year-old universe. So wait, how old was that fucking star? Oh, I'm sorry, it's 35 billion light years away. But the universe is only 13.8 billion year old. What? Because it's expanding? Ah, science, you confuse me. Anyway, these objects are extremely faint, but the new observatory has been tuned specifically to pick up their glow in infrared light. Edinburgh's high mark will almost certainly be short-lived, since Webb began since science operations at the end of June, astronomers have been finding ever more distant candidates in its imagery. And if the design performance is achieved, scientists could eventually see objects with Webb that were in existence perhaps as little as 100 million years after the Big Bang. I want to go back and see the Big Bang. How much does that cost? Redshift. Ba-da-bum. Yeah, we should go back and see the fucking Big Bang. Right? So you have the Big Bang, and then it's really dark for a long, long time, and then there's some stars. Like, after 100 million years or so, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, not an astronomer. But then if you just keep looking further back, you just keep waiting, like, you know, 100 million years. And then you see this faint little glow. It's like, oh, that's the Big Bang. There it is. And then just off in the side, you see, like, you know, some knuckles. And you're like, wow. There's a god. JK, there's no knuckles. There's just a faint glow of nothingness. All right. I'm going to fucking finish this. Bong. And then play Synthesizer.